Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960. Brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center, in partnership with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health, encourage you to visit myturn.ca.gov to learn more about COVID vaccines. Keep our community healthy. We are keeping it local. We are featuring High Desert community issues, events, organizations, and individuals you don't want to miss. You can hear us right here, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960, plus listen online at talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Good morning. Well, it is March, and we are starting to celebrate Women's History Month. Today's guests are two dynamic, exciting women that are well-known in our community. They have dedicated countless hours of service to our community in a variety of ways, and I am just really excited to have and welcome to the show today Miss Elizabeth Duarte from VVC and also Miss Iris Gutierrez from, I'm just going to say Iris is Miss High Desert because she is the president of the High Desert Chamber. She has her own local business here. She also serves as a field representative for Assemblyman Lackey. So without further ado, because they've got so much to talk about,
let's just give them a big round of applause. Thank you guys for coming here.
And I'm going to start with Elizabeth, who's going to tell us a little bit about the amazing work that you do over at VVC and also in the community. Welcome to the show.
Yay.
Wow, thank you so much. Yes, I'm Elizabeth Duarte. I work at Victor Valley College, and I am a director of instruction with oversight of our learning centers that support our students with retention and success leading to their degrees and ultimately the workforce, whatever they want to become, and we're here to support that. In addition, I'm also wearing other hats. I'm a mom, of course, a wife, and a grandma now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I am also a board member for the High Desert Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I am a board member for High Desert Sports Foundation. And I'm also a board member for the Apple Valley Rotary Club. So something that I tell other women, depending on your growth personally and professionally, you know, being involved in the community is so important. We feed off each other's energy. And, of course, women uplifting each other professionally and personally really opens opportunity for growth, sharing of skills,
yes,
and sharing of abilities, and also becoming innovative and enhancing those abilities.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. And my question is, when do you sleep?
On the weekends.
And then we have my very good friend, Miss Iris Gutierrez. Iris, welcome, and thank you for all of the amazing work that you have done. I don't even want to say how long we've known each other because I don't want to date myself. But anyway, thank you for being here, and please share with us the many hats that you wear.
Regina, Roxanne, thank you so much for opening the doors here for us. Thank you for helping us get the word out about this special event. So, yes, a little bit about myself. I don't want to say which qualifies me to be able to do an event like this, but just to show you, you know, what my desire is, my passion is to be an advocate for our community. So as Regina said, I am the president pre-pandemic of the High Desert Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. Some exciting news about that. We have a 30-year coming up, but that's something else.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I am president and CEO of La Dulce Vida Media and Events. And that's why I'm partnering with Elizabeth at VVC to do this. I'm also, like Regina said, a field representative for our assemblymen here, one of them. And I also have a foundation where I do events for youth, free events, also partnering with Elizabeth at Victor Valley Community College. It's coming up also April 6th, I Am Summit. But I came from a family of hardworking individuals that were immigrants from Mexico, and they got here, and after they got their American legs, they then started to embark on their own business. So we have had my parents' stores and they had the meat departments that have your specialty cuts that we are used to eating in Mexico. And so we all, eight of us kids, worked at the store. And yes, we were trained by our dad. He had an iron fist, and we had to do things a certain way. Mm-hmm. And he kept telling me when I was young, Iris, you need to help the community because you need to be their voice. And I was like, what am I? Okay, how am I going to do that? Well, I would say I'm a product of him getting me out there to help.
Right.
Yeah.
And so both of you come from, it sounds like, backgrounds where work ethics were a strong value. And then finding your voice, not just for yourself, but mm-hmm. being able to advocate on behalf of others, whether those are students, whether it was your own family, whether it was in need for yourself. And now you have come together and partnered in a way for women, right? And I think it's wonderful. You've got this wonderful event that I believe is in its second year of partnership with you guys at VVC. And so why don't you just jump in and tell us about this wonderful event that's upcoming? It's called Conversations with Women in the IE, right?
Mm-hmm.
Expanding Our Horizons. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
I like that title.
I do. I like that title. So why don't you tell us about that upcoming event, what women can expect, and why? I think it's important for us to know why this was important enough for you guys to partner to make happen for us.
Absolutely. So coming back from, of course, post-pandemic, you know, I wanted to start an event on campus at Victor Valley College, networking and, of course, collaborating with women and partnering with the community and expanding, having that re-engagement. A lot of women need the support, again, professionally and personally. And so although it incepted, of course, in 2022 in-house, I wanted to go out. And I thought, who do I go to? And I started thinking. And of course, 2016, I met both of you, Regina and also Iris. I thought, I got to contact Iris. I mean, everything she does in the community. I contacted her last year and, you know, head on, she took it. And we started, of course, collaborating and the inception of a conversation with the women of the IE, mm-hmm. not only here in the High Desert, but also other partnerships we have, even as far as Riverside and other areas, San Bernardino, bringing them here together in one place at Victor Valley College where we can network, share, and grow from each other, again, professionally, and all the contributions women have in the workforce. Because not only are they mothers, you know, are they daughters, are they spouses, but they also lead in our community, again, as entrepreneurs, in education, mm-hmm. in criminal justice, in the medical field. So, it is our second, Women History Month conversation with women of the IE. And I'm so excited for this partnership of power networking, of course.
And so what can women expect that will attend this particular event? What can they expect to happen, to hear, to experience?
We are so excited to have the amazing, powerful women that are going to come to this event. So not only are they either very well educated in something like a university or just community advocacy and using their trials and their hard times to come out and triumph, they're sharing their story and they're bringing other women up with them. Mm-hmm. So I love the name that Elizabeth came up with, Expanding Our Horizons. So that's the theme of this year. So this year we're going to have takeaways. Each speaker is going to share their story and then they're going to give you takeaways. They're going to give you tools that you could utilize starting that day. And this is absolutely free. There is no charge to attend this event. It's Thursday, March 28th at Victor Valley Community College. It's from 9 to 1. There's a little bit of a kind of like a breakfast and coffee, and we're going to network. We're going to network with some very important people at the beginning. And then while we're having network, there is already going to be some type of presentation. And the reason we do it during networking is because we want the audience to engage with these women that are already sharing a little bit. We want that networking, that connection, the exchanging of the telephone numbers, the exchanging of the social media accounts and the emails to start happening that day, because we want the conversation to continue. not right. just there. We want to continue and foster that.
Great. And so can you share with us some of the names of the women who will be speaking or participating on your panel? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are so excited to have Dr. Nakia Wilson. She has many years experience in the high school sector, and she brings her expertise to two foundations that she has. Actually, one of them is High Desert Sports Foundation, mm-hmm. and the other one is, I hope I say it right, Yannick LLC. So she's got two organizations. So she is going to share her journey, and she's going to give you some powerful tools. We also have Michelle Rivera-Vasquez. She is a female woman entrepreneur who started with nothing, and now she is an investor. Not only is she an investor, but she's going to tell you what you can do to get started. And guess what? At no charge.
Awesome.
This is so valuable. We also have the wonderful and amazing Amanda Updgrove. And wait until you hear her story. And that's all I got to say about that. This woman is just a wealth of knowledge, and she's just going to lift you up and give you some amazing, powerful tools. We also have Risa Bariles and Vida Pasarin. They are both going to partner because they do some work that is in alignment. And what they're going to focus on is they're going to show you where your power is at. They're going to show you how to elevate your power and how to put it to work to organize, because there's a report saying that women, a lot of women do not know how to organize and be an important advocate for certain things that are not right, maybe in your community or even in your own personal life. So that's going to be very powerful.
And I think that's really powerful, Iris, the advocacy piece, learning how to use our voices. So there's an opportunity for women who are listening to this that have businesses and are entrepreneurs to get their information into your swag bag and to be there so that they're able to share and network what they're doing as well. And I would be remiss, you talked about the ASB. You have a wonderful young woman who is president of the ASB, Jennifer Weiss. And so I'd be remiss not to shout her out because she is doing amazing things. She's going to be there as well. So I think, Roxanne, did we get everything?
I think so. We're really, really excited about this event. Again, celebrating Women's History Month, expanding horizons, a conversation with women of the IE. Put it on your calendar for sure. We definitely will be talking about it. March 28th, 2024, there's going to be a reception, appetizers, power networking, inspirational presentations from many women here, right here locally in the High Desert, refreshments, swag. It's going to be a great event. And again, it is open and free. All women and students are welcome. So don't miss out on this opportunity.
So you can come out and meet, network, make new friends, reconnect to old friends, right? All of that. And become empowered. That's where our joy, right, and our momentum lies, is in the empowerment of us as women. I want to thank the two of you again, Elizabeth and Iris, for joining us today, for sharing what you're doing, and for having the mindset to put together such a wonderful event that really is purposeful and meaningful for us as women here in the High Desert. Thank you for being here today.
And thank you for having us and allowing us to spread the word.
Great. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Everybody could turn to our website to register for the event. It is free, but we would love it if they would register at ladulcevida.net. And I'll spell ladulcevida, LADULCEVIDA, ladulcevida.net. And you could register for a conversation with women of the IE.
And for further information, feel free to contact me, Elizabeth Duarte, at 760-245-4271, extension 2127, or send me an email at elizabeth.duarte@vvc.edu.
Good morning again, Regina. We are going to take a look at our community calendar. There's a few things happening for the month of March coming up. On March the 9th, the Older Pinewood Derby is happening at the Courtyard Marriott. If you want to find out more information, it's going to be a good event. 760-403-5067. Again, March the 9th. Also happening, our High Desert Family Expo, we're getting ready for it next weekend, March 16th, happening at the Fairgrounds in Victorville. It is open and free to the public. There's going to be a fashion show, vendors, lots of resources, and so much more. We hope to see you out there.
Absolutely. And then, Roxanne, I've got Praise Chapel over in Apple Valley. They have a food distribution program. It happens every Friday at Rancheria's Plaza, 10:30 a.m. You have to bring your own bag, though. Like anything else, if you have any questions, you can always contact us here at Roxanne, which we'll make sure you have that information.
Yes.
Also want to let you know that God's Hand Extended and First Assembly of God in Hesperia has a free clothing closet every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's open to all that are in need. And then, Roxanne, there's just so much going on, right? So for the month of March, the Closet Dress Recycling Program is taking, collecting all kinds of donations of all kinds of gowns for weddings, quinceañeras, proms, winter formals, all of that. You know, they do a great job of making sure that students who may not have evening wear, dresses for prom, that they can come, they can borrow these things and go and have a good time.
I like
it. So you can find them on Facebook at the Closet of the High Desert if you have any questions about that. But all month long, they are receiving donations. So as we're doing spring cleaning, you can take those things over to the Closet Dress Recycling Program.
Yeah, and if you want to find out much more about any of these events we mentioned and even more here locally in the High Desert, you can always check out our community calendar. And you can send me an email, too, and I'll let you know at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com.
Right. Thank you. So good morning. This month is the month of March, which is becoming quickly known as Women's History Month. Throughout the world, actually. And so this month, we're going to be talking with and featuring some extraordinary women who are here in our community. And I have the privilege, or I should say we, Roxanne,
we
have the privilege of having in studio with us this morning Pastor Racine Reese. Now, she's going to tell us a little bit about herself, but she's also going to tell us about this wonderful, amazing work that she's been doing over the years. But Pastor Reese, of course, she's a pastor. She is a child care provider. She's a community advocate. And we just want to welcome you this morning to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Welcome.
Welcome. So happy to have you here. So I want you to tell us a little bit about Women of Noble Character, because that, of course, is kind of your anchor organization, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I first want to say thank you for having me here as well, both to both of you, Regina and Roxanne. It was Women of Noble Character was actually started in 2010. It is really a very grassroots organization. It started with just a group of women, myself and some friends, getting together every week for lunch to kind of pray for each other and encourage each other. And at some point in time, we were like, well, you know, let's do more than just sit around and complain and cry. And so we reached out to the community, started with a free garage sale that grew huge. People just started just bringing all kind of things. And so once a month, we would put items out that people had donated and let the community come in and get them for free, beds and just all kinds of things. And then after that, that led to us reaching out to feed the homeless in the community. And during that time, I was struggling, going through some very serious personal issues. And I remember I was reading Proverbs 31 about the wife of noble character. And I was praying and I just was like, oh, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But what's wrong? And I've clearly heard, just heard God say, you're doing it, but you're doing it with a bad attitude. And he said, you're doing it for the thank yous, not for the well done. And
wait,
that,
Pastor Ray, you gotta say that again, for the thank yous,
yes,
and not the well done.
And not the well done.
Wow.
Yeah. And that just changed my view of everything that I was going through. And that is where Women of Noble Character came from, the title from the Proverbs 31. And it's to help encourage women to not only be who God calls us, but to be that woman with the right attitude, to be grateful, gracious, kind, and humble in doing what is required of us to do and taking care of our families and being kind and helping the community and helping others and to do it with the right purpose.
Right.
You know, so that's how it was
and
started.
All of those things, you is how I know you. That's when I think of the organization. All of those things that you just mentioned is what I know of you. So if I were to describe you, that is how I would describe you. And that's also how I would describe the women and those who work with your organization.
Oh, yes.
So from that, though, I met you when you were really, I think it was right before we went into COVID.
Yes.
And you
a few
were
years,
really,
I think, before mm-hmm, that, yes.
You were really into feeding the unhoused and working with that particular population.
Right.
Can you share with us a little bit about what you started doing and where you are now? Because you still carry that banner. You are still yes. out there doing that work
yes.
with our unhoused population, so much so that you are a member of the Victorville, the city of
homeless,
Victorville's
right.
homeless task force. So
yes.
can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, it's as I said, it started from there. We started feeding the homeless in the community. Everything that we have done has just come out of a need that has arisen and us trying to meet that need. So while we were out feeding the homeless, they mentioned one day that they would like to have a Bible study. And so we got a location to be able to serve them a meal and do Bible study. Some other members of the community, some members of Life Church heard what we were doing and was like, oh, I'd like to do the same thing. And so that later led to us inviting different people to come in, which became the creation of the A Meal a Day Coalition, mm-hmm. which has served over 100,000 meals over the last 14 years that we've been involved. And that's just getting the community engaged to feed the homeless and the unhoused. That later, now in where we are located now, when COVID came in, there was more needs that arose. And so we reached out to start feeding food insecure families as well. And so we now have been, for the last 3-4 years, we've been feeding not only the unhoused, but also families, food insecure families, which the need has grown exponentially
yes.
over the last couple of years. And also we offer showers, weekly showers at our location, serve a hot meal for the unhoused as well every Monday. And we're open 5 days a week to pass out meal bags, sleeping. Our whole purpose was to serve dinner, so to at least get them through the night.
Right.
And it led to, okay, if we can maybe provide those daily needs for the unhoused, so they're not using all their time focusing on just the basic needs, then maybe they can use, you know, they'll have time and energy to put into getting out of that situation.
Right.
And so we provide on a daily basis sleeping bags, tents, hygiene kits, clothing, blankets. We give out meal bags every day. We pass out usually 30-plus meal bags a day. And it's just to alleviate the daily needs that they have to fight for, stuff that we take for granted.
And a lot of this work that you are currently doing, you fund out of your own pocket.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And from the kindness of others who will come alongside
yes.
and make those donations. So let's
Well, I would like
this.
To say one thing, though, mm-hmm. that happened with COVID. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But it allowed a lot of us that were out there on the streets, you know, depending on our own funds and the kindness of others, it brought us kind of in front of the need with the city.
Okay.
So we have recently, over the last few years, been able to acquire CDBG funds that have also helped with the growing need that is in the community. So that has helped a lot, you
right.
know, as well. So
and so that and that's wonderful, and I'm happy to hear that the city of Victorville has recognized
yes.
and is supporting the efforts of the work that you're doing. But I also, one of the things that Roxanne and I love about this opportunity is to be able to speak to community so they know how can they help? How can they reach out and contact and connect with you to help, whether it's through donating a dollar or whether it's through donating products or items or volunteering time? How can they do that, Pastor Ray?
Well, we have a website, www.womenofnoblecharacter.org, to receive monetary donations. But we're always in need of canned goods and items to help with the food that we distribute on a daily basis, as well as clothing. Mm-hmm. For the homeless, we give showers. Every week they come in for showers, we provide fresh, clean clothing, towels, you know, that type of stuff. So We're always in need of clothing, especially for men. And I think as far as the need goes, our primary need is monetary, just to keep maintaining what we already are doing, but also to address the growing need.
Right.
You know, to be able to reach out and help more. We have more and more families that are becoming unhoused. More and more families in
need. We're definitely seeing an uptick of that. So
yes,
if someone wants to reach out, learn more about the organization, donate to it, donate, you know, money, time, whatever their treasure is, they can reach out and do that through www.womenofnoblecharacter.org.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they can.
Now, because there's so much to talk about, but we want to get it in.
Yes.
I want to talk about you.
Okay.
Because part of this month in recognizing women's history is to recognize the women here locally who are on the front line and doing just extraordinary things.
Thank you.
What inspires you?
I'm mostly inspired by my relationship with God and how I've grown and been able to come out of some of the things that I experienced as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships that I experienced as an adult. That is why we created Show Your Hearts, Not Your Body Parts, which is a program for teen girls to address the self-image issues and the unreasonable standards that the media and the television and all of that puts on young mm-hmm. girls. You know, I struggled with bulimia for almost 30 years of my life. And I went through child abuse growing up. With a very good father, don't get me wrong. He was a freedom fighter and a freedom writer. And he taught me how to speak up for those, not only for myself, but for those in need, those that were less fortunate, you know. And so I think that all the situations that I have been in, because of him, first and foremost, giving me a relationship with God as a child,
mm-hmm.
that has helped me to overcome so many of the circumstances in my life that, if not for that relationship, could have very well been one of those ones that I helped myself.
So that's where you draw inspiration from.
Yes.
Now, I definitely, Roxanne, we want to invite Pastor Ray back to talk about the Girls Conference.
This is a wonderful organization.
And the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Let's leave off with one fun fact.
Okay.
Tell me one thing we should know about you.
Let's see. I love to joke around. You know, I'm always at, I don't know where it comes from, but I get some of the funniest things that just tickle people pink, you know, and it's like, everybody's like, oh, you're so funny. And I don't know what it is about me that's so funny, but I love to make people laugh.
So you just got an innate sense of
yes,
humor.
Yes. Right. And you know, I've been doing childcare for 24 years, so the kids keep you young mm-hmm. and fun. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I love to joke around, like, all the time.
And
keep
you know
it
what?
Light.
That is a fun fact, and that's something to know about you, because every time we cross paths, it's in such serious situations that very rarely have the opportunity to laugh, right? Because we're always on the front line talking about how we can be an answer and a resolve to a problem.
Right.
So that's a wonderful thing to
thank
know
you.
About you. I want to thank you.
Thank
for
you.
Joining us today, for sharing. We're definitely going to have you back to talk to us more, especially about the Girls Conference that's coming up.
Yes, and if anybody wants to donate and help out with Women of Noble Character, go to womenofnoblecharacter.org, correct, Pastor Reese?
Yes, correct.
Okay, find out more about
thank
this.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening and being a part of our High Desert Conversation. We invite you to share ideas, events, interesting people that you as a community want to hear from. Reach out to us and send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com and let us know who you want to hear from and who we should be talking to. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center in partnership with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. Encourage you to visit myturn.ca.gov to learn more about COVID vaccines. Keep our community healthy. We'll talk to you next weekend.